Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Pushing Forward, the first episode of using Anchor to record. So with today's episode, Greatness Doesn't Take No Day Off, I just want to quickly talk to you about a lesson that I've learnt in the last 24 hours. And that's mainly just from me not following through with my routines. So just a quick disclaimer in the title, Greatness Doesn't Take No Day Off. In that, I'm not saying I'm great, I'm not saying I'm successful, I'm purely 100% solely just like you guys in chasing my goals. And the idea of this podcast, of pushing forward, is for me to document this and share what I've learned in chasing my goals. But today's episode, I want to quickly talk to you about how I fell off in the last few days. So I finished work on Friday and yeah, it was a big week at work. New job, new role, just, you know, a lot to take in. I recently had family visit, just, you know, things have been moving a lot faster than what they have been. So I took a day off my routine. That Saturday morning, instead of getting up at 5 o'clock on my days off like I normally do, and having gone through my normal morning routine, I decided to have a sleep in. The next morning, however, oh, family's here, I'll have another sleep in. The next morning, I'll have another sleep in. And one rest day effectively turned into four rest days, purely because I lack the discipline of setting myself up for success. And then just purely listening to the bully in your head. And we all know what this is like. We all go and get up in the mornings with our best intentions to work out. And that bully in our head tells us, no, James, it's okay. You can sleep. You can stay asleep. You've worked hard yesterday. You've worked hard this week. And that is, of course, all that Stephen Pressfield talks about in his books, and it's resistance, that's inner resistance telling you that it's okay to slack off, it's okay not to chase your dreams, it is okay to be lazy, and of course it is not. If you want to get anywhere in life, if you want to have what others do not have, have what you do not currently have, forget about others, you need to do what others aren't willing to do. If you have a family, no job, it doesn't matter. We all have to take that extra step. We all have to forge that inner greatness one brick at a time. We all have to be extra disciplined. So do not let that bully in your head win. So how can we keep on track? How can I keep on track? So I have an accountability partner. His name is Frank. He is the owner of the Cave Gym, the Cave Strong Gym. Frank is a badass dude. My messages haven't been the best with Frank. I've been following our system and he surely has let me know. And that has helped me pick up on the ball with that. So find yourself an accountability partner. Just find someone that's going to be real with you. Find someone that's not going to accept your excuses. Frank is in a different country to me. Frank, different time zone to me, so all them excuses are irrelevant. It's just a matter of sending messages to each other morning and night, talking about your goals. I learned this from Benjamin Hardy in his group AMP. You can also check out his book, Willpower Doesn't Work. Another tip I have for you, and another tip to remind myself, is to be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Are you going to get up in the morning? If you're not, what are you going to do about it? You know yourself better than anyone else knows you. So be honest with yourself. Third tip I've got is put systems in place. As I said, accountability partner I found has been critical. But also, for me, I'm away from home at the moment, so it's a bit different. But I have my alarm set. I have my gym clothes set out. And I did that today. When I was supposed to get up this morning and get on workout, but I didn't. And what I'm going to start doing is implementing my alarm clock across the room. This is going to make me get out of bed a lot quicker because my wife will be up most of the night without baby. So nothing's going to make me get out of bed quicker than waking her, to avoid waking her. So put systems in place. What can you do when that temptation arrives to stop yourself? What can you do? And listen to your gut. So this comes to me from my drive home from work this afternoon, and that little inner voice in my head, the good little voice, not that bully, but the little angel that sits on the other shoulder, and it told me that I was being lazy, and I need to stop being lazy, and I need to clean up my act. I've been not as focused in the last 24 hours, the last few days. Really struggled getting it. So, and I've really noticed it. And today, this afternoon, this evening, I lost my wallet. I didn't pack a jumper for my trip away. And I attribute those loss in concentration, to not having my routine done. We will go through morning routines in another episode. But in the meantime, a book recommendation for that is Morning Miracle, Hal Elrod. That will tell you everything you need to know about morning routines and help you get started. As I get along further in my journey with morning routines, I'll share with you what I have found. Anyway, guys, that's a quick recording from me this evening. I'll talk to you in the next one.